made hip-hop and started from scratch. I'm about to bloody...
Now on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, and Spreaker, we present the one and only Breakdown Sports Show. The best run sports talk show in the Carolinas on the interwebs. With your host, the never intimidated or duplicated Big Shot Bob.
I liked what I saw from Cam.
And the man at the top of the summit, the man bringing it home, Rocky.
Lorenzo Cain to teach Cam Newton how to slide.
The show starts now.
Welcome to BSS Carolina's Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. As you can tell, the room is full of celebrities today, I guess. Corey Seager's here. No, I'm just kidding.
Mr. Local Celebrity.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
Mr. No Days Off with Days Off to come
in. Mr. Days Off is finally in the room. The real Scott Ely, because there's not another one. Thank God.
Exactly.
And then beautiful Big Shot Bob over here on the corner.
What's happening?
What's going on? What's going on, guys? How's y'all's weekends?
Another weekend, Charlotte. It was good, man. Then my AC started messing up on me. The temperature started rising rapidly in the house, and I called 1 hour AC heat in the unit to come out. And they want to charge me $300 just to flush my drainage pipe so my AC would work down. Well, I spent like $10 on some Drano. It worked out all right for me. But, man, these AC people be hustling you, man.
Dude, when it's 95 degrees, that's what you expect.
But, damn, you walk in. I mean, where is the just human generosity? You know it's hot as hell outside. People die in weather like this.
What you should have done, you should have took your daughter with you wherever you went and have her look like she was hot.
Oh, you could come in the house. You saw the kids sitting in the living room. They looked pitiful. They were bright red. It was so hot in there.
Poor things.
I can do this. I would do this, and I would charge you $300. $300. Man, I'm glad it worked out for
me. I'm glad Mr. Drano worked, man.
I'm telling you, man. Thank God. Drano, I'll use y'all all the time, man.
Drano, hey, it works wonders. You know, speaking of working wonders, let's talk about Russell Westbrook this morning.
Almighty.
Woo, we got some money that was paid out. We are going to talk about local sports, don't worry. But first, we got to talk about Westbrook a few minutes. In case you didn't hear overnight, he signed a 3-year, $85.7 million extension over the next three seasons. But he can become a free, it's a player option after the second year. So he can opt out. Yeah, no, it's the third year. He can opt out.
Yeah, he can opt out of the second year because that'll be his 10th official season. Then he can opt back in for more dollars, which every NBA player always needs more dollars. Congratulations. If you're an OK City fan, you have to be excited. At least you know you got this guy for at least two more seasons. And the numbers he's going to put up, he should win the MVP award next year.
But now they got to focus on actually getting somebody to be his running mate with him next year.
For what?
They don't have Durant. They had Durant. It was him and Durant.
Honestly, they needed a Durant running mate. I think they just need somebody that can be, you know.
He can't score 80 points a game.
Dude, you watch this guy. I'm telling you, he might put 40 this year a game.
If Westbrook is going to be your alpha, then you need to surround him with shooters.
Exactly.
Someone that can stretch the floor.
But you ain't got to give him a superstar.
No, he doesn't need that because it didn't work.
Right.
You had Durant and Westbrook, two of the five best players in the world. You don't win any championships.
Yeah.
He needs shooting around him.
I mean, and they have some. I mean, they lost Deion Waiters. Waiters is an idiot.
Didn't I call that when D-Wade left Miami? I said Deion Waiters was going there.
For him to leave, he's a moron. All right, and I will say that on the show. Matter of fact, I'm gonna put him on the Joseph Randall Dummy of the Week list. But dude left to go to Miami. You could have stayed in the OKC and played with Westbrook, who is going to have. Oh my God. If he doesn't win MVP next year, it'd be a shock.
It would be a real big shock. But South Beach, Oklahoma City or Miami, Florida, and they gonna pay me about the same thing.
And he took less money to go to Miami.
I would take no state tax in Florida. You're fine. You can go to Miami. Yep. Welcome to Miami.
But they, no, he could stay. He could stayed in OKC with Westbrook for 2 years, and then left. Who knows what they do in the playoffs? You know, then he could have got a big payday.
Deion wasn't getting much playing time anyway. If he goes to Miami, he has a chance to start. They have Oladipo, who they traded for, who's probably going to start next to Westbrook, next to Robertson. They still got Steven Adams, Cantor. They got talent. They got pieces. They picked up Sabonis' son. Mitch McCrary is still out there. They still got Payne, who played really well in the summer league for them. They have pieces. They have pieces. They will be a playoff team. Can they win a championship?
Probably not.
Probably not. They need another shooter. If they can get a really good three-point shooter, this help stretch the floor. I don't know who that is. I can't just pop a name, pull a name. I'm trying to think, too, but no one's really coming to my head right now to say, if that guy was over there in OK City with Westbrook shooting the threes, they could win a title.
Well, think about it. There's not really that many. I mean, besides Clay and Steph, how many great shooters? True. I mean, from three-point land.
Sure that.
I mean, is there?
Got Aaron Afalo, isn't he?
He's not great. Yeah, he's not a great three-point shooter, though.
I thought he signed someone.
I did, too. But he's not a great three-point shooter.
He needs to play with the ball in his hands.
Yeah, that's right. He's in Dallas.
Westbrook needs someone that doesn't need the ball who can spot up and knock down the shot. That's what he needs. Isn't Mitch McCrary supposed to be that guy?
No.
Go holler at Philadelphia. Is Nick Stauskas available?
Go holler at Chicago. Get McDermott.
Yeah.
Is
Doug McDermott available?
Steve Blake's available.
I mean,
I didn't know he was still in the league, actually.
When did he jump to 6'7", 6'8", to play the small forward position?
No, you could go get a Doug McDermott. You know,
Doug McDermott's like 6'8", 6'9", perfect. Yeah.
You know, or that Joe Harris from that went to Brooklyn.
Or can Kyle Singler still shoot the ball? Isn't he still on that team?
He's still on the team. He's going to start next year. He's going to be starting in place of Durant.
Well, have him shoot the ball. He needs to
be not that good of a shooter, though.
If he can hit 35 to 39% from three-point land, if he could be 39% from three-point land, that would be so awesome for Russell Westbrook. They would do some work. I think they could scare a team in the playoffs.
They're going to scare a team anyway, because I think Westbrook is going to put up some crazy numbers anyway. And we're forgetting, I think Cantor's going to have a bigger role now, a bigger season. I think the bearded mustache guy, the pirate of the year, you know, Steven Adams is going to have a big year. Not big year, but, I mean, 15 points maybe a game.
So let's go ahead and project. Golden State be the number one seed in the Western Conference more than likely, right?
I don't know. There's questions on that.
Let's just assume
I'm going to go with San Antonio.
I like San Antonio, too, because of their size. But let's just go ahead and – I'm going to go ahead and assume that Golden State will be the number one seed. OK City will probably end up in a 4 or 5 seed. They both win their first round matchup. Second round matchup, Golden State, Oklahoma City – the villain returns to try to knock out his old team in the playoffs against – oh, my God. I can't wait for the NBA season.
I hope so.
I'm so excited.
I don't know if Oklahoma City's a 4 or 5 team. They could be a 2 or 3.
Maybe. The West has gotten a little better. Portland has gotten better for me.
Portland, yeah.
San Antonio's still there. The Clippers are still there. I think those three teams definitely have – an advantage over Oklahoma City.
Don't forget Minnesota's going to be, I think Minnesota might be 5-8.
They'll be in the lower part of the draft.
You know, Dallas will be a 5-8 probably. But, you know, yeah.
Utah is going to be fighting for a spot. The West is going to be tough. It's going to be really competitive out there.
But, yeah, dude, just because Durant left, I'm not writing off OKC. No, they got enough talent.
They do.
To be a top 5 team in the West. And Westbrook, I'm telling you, if he does not average a triple-double all season, I'll be surprised.
I think he does, man.
Go Panthers. All right.
Yes, go Panthers.
Too early for that.
No, it's not. FanFest is tomorrow, 6:30. If you don't have your ticket, sucks for you. They have sold out.
Did they really sell out? They were free.
Didn't they charge for tickets?
By the way, no, they were free. Okay, by the way, if you need 6 Panthers FanFest tickets, let me know. I'll give you it for your price.
There you go. BSS Carolinas, hit us up. Periscopians, call the phone number. What's the phone number?
Let me give you my phone number.
919-943-2044. Call.
I was getting ready to say.
We ain't got the hookup yet.
Just call me. I'll answer on the side.
You'll answer on the
give
side.
Give you some all free right, tickets.
Right. Put them on just, the yeah. Put them on the mic.
Leave them at will call for you.
Season ticket holder. I am too. I'm excited.
Have you been following them on Snapchat?
Why would you?
They're showing them on the field. It's practice. You get to see your team, how they looking on the field. Cam looks really sharp. A lot of good throws.
You know what
Cam
training camp so means right now?
To get ready for the season.
Listen.
It's to prepare for preseason games.
It's prepare for preseason games, like Scott's saying. You can't get too excited over training camp.
Well, when you have a team that's supposed to be vying for a Super Bowl, back-to-back Super Bowls appearances.
Not going to happen.
You got to be excited.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
What?
It doesn't
all
happen.
All the Panther hate era. Already.
We ain't hating Panthers. I'm a season ticket holder, dude.
Fluke.
I didn't say fluke. You know.
That's what they're going to be shouting during games. It ain't going to be Luke. It's going to be Fluke.
That's cold. That's cold.
Now that we're into, local sports, how are the defensive backs going to be? All right, there's a question for you. How are the defensive backs going to be?
Even worse than last year?
B'nai Wickery just came back on the field.
Who?
No, B'nai Wickery. He was on the PUP list last week. He's back on the field. We love it. The young corners we drafted – they are going to be just fine. Kurt Coleman is a solid leader for the secondary back there. And
please give me the other name. Please give me the other name this week.
Bradbury Worley. Lewis Johnson.
Who? Who is Lewis Johnson?
We picked up from Tampa. Can be a good nickel corner. Because if you know, Colin Jones sucks.
No, he's horrible. But who is Lewis Johnson?
Somebody that's got to be better than Colin Jones.
Listen.
But the main thing for the Panthers – it's not the secondary.
It's the defensive line.
Yeah. The pass rush. Coney Ealy, Mario Addison, Kawan Short. They have to come to the party, man. If they are not at the party, it'll be a long season for the defense.
One of those four defense ends need to have 10 to 15 sacks this season on both sides.
Charles Johnson, the resurrection of Charles Johnson playing for something, playing with a chip on his shoulder might prove huge. Huge X factor for the Panthers. So that's the only thing we have to worry about.
All right.
That's why we didn't pay Josh Norman.
We will lose. So the NFL Network said we will lose to Denver. Well, I mean, it's opening night at Denver. You might.
And Denver still has a top flight defense. Yep. I got to believe that we can beat Mark Sanitation.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, is Sanchez going to be the quarterback?
If it's a grind out, knockdown game where it's defense versus defense, will Cam try to do too much?
If it's a low-scoring game like the Super Bowl was, then Denver will win. Is it on the radio? Actually, we are a podcast. You can catch us. It's BSS Carolinas. You can catch us every Thursday. You can catch us Monday night as well. You can go to Spreaker.com and follow us. Look for Breakdown Sports Show or BSS Carolinas. You can catch us there.
We're on iHeartRadio as well. If you type in Breakdown Sports Show, you will see our beautiful faces pop up.
That's right.
Click right there on the link.
But, going back.
You can play us from your smart TV.
Absolutely. No, you're fine. But you can go. It really, opening night's going to be, if they score points, they will win. If they don't, if it's a shootout, Panthers win, hands down. If it's a close game, Denver's going to win.
I mean, and the NFL Network is just looking at it like it's opening night. Yeah. Denver's at home, that mile high air.
The ring ceremony.
Now, if the Panthers can come out and get a 10-point lead, jump on the Broncos early, put the pressure on Mark Sanchez to have to make plays, then they got a shot. Because they lost their quarterback. Their quarterback play was not awesome last year.
It wasn't good.
Peyton Manning had double the interceptions than he had touchdown passes. He just managed enough for the Broncos to win a Super Bowl. That's all they're asking Mark Sanchez to do. And if you look at their weapons, Demaryius Thomas is still on that side of the football. Emmanuel Sanders is still on that side of the football. So the Broncos have talent. Do not write off Denver. There's a reason they're still ranked
CJ
fifth
Anderson.
In the NFL power rankings.
I hate to say it, but Sanchez is an upgrade from Peyton Manning last year.
Last year's Peyton Manning.
I hate to say it. Last year's
Peyton
Manning.
You can't really argue with that.
He couldn't throw past 10 yards, and he He wasn't accurate.
And he was not mobile. Mark Sanchez is a mobile quarterback who can make plays with his legs.
Peyton Manning's never been mobile, though.
And who
I think
knows?
I'm more mobile than him.
Who knows? Trevor Siemian might be
Trevor
starting
Siemian
by week
might
one.
End up in there.
And Paxton Lynch might be. Who knows? Who will be the toughest teams to beat? In the NFC or overall? I guess overall.
I guess probably he's talking about the Panthers beating.
Okay. Go ahead.
The Panthers, always division games in Atlanta is going to be tough. Watch out for the new improved Jameis Winston, the fit Jameis Winston in Tampa. They still have weapons. Kansas City, they got a nice defense, even though it's here.
Week one is Denver. Week two is San Francisco. Week three is Minnesota. Week four, Falcons, and then the Bucks at home. And then at the Saints, a bye week comes up. Then the home to the Cardinals, at the Rams, home to the Chiefs, home to the Saints on Thursday night.
That's going
to
be fun.
At the Raiders, at the Seahawks, home to the Chargers, at Redskins, home to the Falcons, and at the Bucks.
Already at Atlanta, at New Orleans, at Oakland.
New Orleans should be two easy wins, though. They're just garbage.
It should be, but it's a division game.
It's a division game.
There's six straight. I'm sorry, dude. Before the bye week. I'm gonna go after the bye week. Week 8 through week 13 is going to be the toughest because you play home to the Cardinals, at the Rams, which is not going to be
and
easy.
And who's to say what the Rams are going
to
be?
Then you home to the Chiefs, not going to be easy. You're home to the Saints on Thursday night. That is never easy.
A short week. Yeah.
It's a divisional game, never easy. Then you go at Oakland. All right, much improved. A lot of people are picking Oakland to win the West this year.
Yeah.
Then you're at Seattle. That's not going to be easy. It's
especially in Seattle.
Easy. Yeah, that's never easy in Seattle.
So there's some tough games in there. We just take care of our home field, 6-2, 7-1 on our home field, and try to go 500 on the road, 11-5, 12-4.
Yep. All right, we'll see. We'll pick that next week.
Yes,
that's going to be next week.
That sounds
week's
like a great
division.
Record.
Let's go into our Charlotte Knights because there's some great news to talk about there. Not really. We are currently – third in the division. You remember we were in first for a while. We're now 48-64. We're three games back of first.
Wow.
And we're 16 games below.
And 500. We're only three back of first.
Durham Bulls are 51-61. Gwinnett Braves are 50-61. We're three games back.
Are they going to win the division? Are they going to be able to pull it out? Too many pieces have been taken from the squad.
Well, that's what happens when the White Sox they're so rebuilding. I mean, they brought Tim Anderson. You know, Rodon's up there now. Jason Coates is up there. Tyler Sandino's up there. I mean, they took all the really good players that the Knights had.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's tough, man. It's tough going to games and what, you know, this week Monday they lost to the Braves at Gwinnett 4-3. They won Tuesday 3-0, and yesterday they won 4-2. So they've won two games in a row. Though we give them that. Then today they play the Gwinnett Braves at 7:05.
Will they win tonight, or is it gonna get rained out?
It's in Gwinnett, so they should win.
Okay,
they should win that.
I just can't get over how Durham is leading, and they're 10 games under 500.
Dude, it's horrible. I thought the minor leagues, they reset the standings after the first half.
Maybe
right?
Not in Triple A, I guess.
Okay.
It's been a while since I followed Triple A baseball, which is weird because it's like watching a Mets game, Triple A baseball.
Pretty much. But then Friday, you know, they start a homestand. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday against Norfolk Tide. They're off Monday. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is the Louisville Bats are in town. So, and then Durham Bulls over the weekend in Durham. So they've got a tough road.
But they have a chance. They get to play the Durham Bulls. They get a homestand this weekend. Maybe they can turn around, win 6-7 in a row because they've sure lost enough. The law averages states that they have to win sometime, don't they? Even the Minnesota Twins have found ways to win some games. Even though
never asked that to a Cleveland Browns fan, by the way.
What
law wins? Of averages? You have to win eventually.
Look at the friggin' Cavs finally had to win something, right?
The Browns fans, they'll be all right, man. The Cavs won for them.
They're looking forward to that 3-13 season.
They can jump on the Bengals bandwagon.
Hey, we're going to do an AFC North prediction. I don't think they will. I think they'll be better than people think. I'm one of the few, yeah.
So optimistic on BSS Carolina.
Even those drunk Cleveland Brown fans aren't that optimistic.
I think they got a shot, man. We'll see. We'll talk about them, though. But anyway, that is your local Durham Charlotte Knights and the International League. If you look at the rest of the divisions, man, our division is horrible. I mean, every other division is around 500. Mm. We're way below 500.
We are the NFC South of a couple years ago. We are the NFC West of about 6 years ago. Hey, just get in, no matter what.
Do you have any Charlotte Independence talk?
The Independence 1-1 draw against Charleston yesterday, which was huge. Currently sitting in sixth place behind the New York Red Bulls, who have 44 points. Independence sitting at 32 points. Go out to Ramblewood Stadium if you don't want to check out the Knights because they suck. Go see a team that's above 500. The Charlotte Knights, go watch some football. Go support your local teams.
And next week on the show, we're going to try to do a UNCC football talk because they start
the 49ers?
The season two.
Yeah, we care less about the Charlotte 49ers, man.
They're moving up in divisions. We got to talk about – you want to talk about local sports, we got to talk about local sports. They're local.
I mean, but ACC is – if you're in the state of North Carolina, I consider that local, so I'd rather talk Duke. I know Duke's football program isn't any good either, but UNC Charlotte?
They play Louisville week one.
They're going to get waxed. It's going to be like 90-0.
Oh, no, they're going to be bad. There ain't no doubt
they're
going to
get hurt.
They ain't going to get hurt.
Dog, I don't need to talk about that. They gave up a ton of points last year to lesser competition.
That's very true. No, they're going to be bad. It's going to be a bad season, but, you know, we got to give them some love.
We might as well talk about the Campbell Fighting Camels.
We can talk about Campbell.
Campbell, Mike Minter is the head football coach out there, I think.
Is that where he is?
That's where he is.
Really?
I believe so.
I went to basketball camp there, man. It's a good school.
Out in Fayetteville. Yeah. DeVille.
No, it's
J.
not
Cole.
In Fayetteville.
It's not in Fayetteville. No. Campbell is in Fayetteville, isn't it?
No.
Where's Campbell at?
So, I'll tell you later on the next show. All right, anyway, we're going to take a break. You got anything to add on that local sports? You got any local racing or anything news?
No, actually nothing.
Nothing this week?
Nope.
All right. Scott is usually our reporter for all racing news. So
and hockey, because, you know.
He'll have the Checkers news for you.
Absolutely.
During the fall.
You know, we got to talk about some Checkers this year. Checkers. You know, talk about some golf tournaments, you know, that will be it.
That we'll hopefully have.
You know it.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, you're listening to BSS Carolinas. Everybody on Spreaker. Everybody on Periscope, stick around. We got another show coming up. Everybody else, we'll see you later.
Side piece.